Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family. Hang on tight, guys. Hang on.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. This is one of those fun high-tech videos. Hold on.
Yeah, and this is Indonesia. Now, we have a major quake to report, and I've seen that anywhere from 7.6 upwards of 7.9, according to different sources. Indonesia, if we're talking about places to be in these times and places not to be, I think if I was starting a list of places not to be, it would start with Indonesia. That would be probably my first choice as to where not to ride out these times.
Yeah, I mean, we all have our things, and I'm not real big into quakes that big.
Oh, it's not just quakes. And we're going to talk about a few other things, and this is going to be relatively brief for us. As I just wanted to talk about this, but we have other people we're still seeing during the day. So I just felt like we got to get this out there because it feels like we haven't seen the end of this. And not that there's going to be more stuff happening in Indonesia. Chances are there will be. Yet, you know, I just wanted to get this out there everywhere on the Ring of Fire. And even if you're not on the Ring of Fire, you need to be prepared for what's coming because, again, we haven't really seen the Earth changes in a natural state really compared to what they're going to be like. So there's going to be a lot of increase in the natural aspects of the Earth changes, as so much of it right now has been artificially flavored, is the way we put it. There's an awful lot of technology out there. Sure, we're aware of the solar cycles. We're aware of the magnetic reversal. In fact, we talked about that, did a video 6 years ago about the magnetic reversal that had over 250,000 views. Yeah, we're aware of all the natural cycles, absolutely. But there's more to it than just the natural cycles. And this was in Darwin, Australia. See that? So originally, they were hearing of this as a 7.8 over in Australia. Here, this is talking 7.9, as you can see, the area. Any way you look at it, it is a strong quake. As you read here, a tsunami warning has been issued. I have also seen other sources that are not stating anything about a tsunami warning. So you always want to err on the side of caution. And here you see 7.6 in the location. And so when we look at this, no immediate reports of deaths, loss of life or anything. USGS is showing this as a 7.6, and this is the one we're looking at right here. And again, Indonesia is one of the largest countries in the world population-wise. And it consists of many islands. It's not that it's not a beautiful area. It is a beautiful area. And absolutely, this would be a wonderful place to explore. I just don't think it's the best choice as far as where to live in these times. Now, remember, we just had this one, which many people say was vastly downgraded. I heard some people quoting this as a 7.7. And this was over in Vanuatu. So, you know, the energy has transferred in this direction. This 7.0 was at 27.7 kilometers. This one is at 95.2 kilometers. So this one's a deeper quake. And when you go to deeper quakes, they often have a tendency to express themselves in terms of another quake. So if we're looking at this way, maybe, you know, again, Philippines, our brother Mark J. in Kansas was saying he was expecting Philippines or Japan. Yeah, it looks like it's made the energy has made a little statement here, and maybe that energy will keep on going. We'll have to see, but it does feel the most likely thing would be Philippines or Japan, but you never know. You know, again, energy can transfer in different ways. And so, you know, New Zealand, you should be aware. And, you know, all has been still. This is looking at 30 days significant. There's nothing in South America for the last 30 days of any significance. We have one over in Mexico, 6.0. But when we look to this side, this has been awfully quiet. So this would make me feel like Chile, Bolivia, Argentina, Peru, Ecuador, maybe even Colombia. just be a little extra cautious, because there might be an expression of energy that comes that way. Now, we have seen over here, remember these two, 6.4 Ferndale and the 5.4 over here. You know, if I had to express what my gut is, you know, that the power structure that be is trying like heck to manufacture a replay of 1700, so to speak, in Cascadia, which we've talked about. That's what it feels like to me, but that still be maybe a ways off. Again, if have an earthquake plan, as Dutch Sense would say. Have an earthquake plan. Have a plan for anything, guys, because we are living in very, very tumultuous times. EMSC calling it a 7.6. 14 million people in Australia, and as well as Indonesia, have felt this shaking. And that's not all they're going through. This is also Indonesia. Look at this flooding. That's, you know, at least chest high, if not head high. And here you see people in Indonesia as well, wading through. That could be so dangerous too. I mean, you got those live wires overhead. You just don't know, you know, you just don't know. So let us send our prayers and best intentions and our love and sympathy over to everybody in this area.
Oh my gosh, you know, looking at those parents and they're holding their babies and their water is chest high. I mean, that is so frightening. Yes, please, please, please send some healing energy and resolving energy to these people, because that's got to be one of the scariest things a parent, a child could ever go through.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You always worry for your little ones. And again, you know, Mother Nature, she doesn't want to harm any of her children. Yet again, though, there's an expression of these energies that's going to be released. And then also in Indonesia, we have an eruption at Merapi, a volcano, forces the evacuation of 164 people as well. And 22 eruptions recorded in 2 days. You know, this everything is heating up. Don't forget the atmospheric river going on. More flooding this week for California. We've already had 7 deaths due to the big atmospheric river events this year. So you can see that snow. Boy, look at that snow up towards Reno here. 18, 24 inches. It's, you know, skiers delight. But again, we've had people that have lost their lives in avalanche. Avalanches all over. 8 to 12 inches of rain over here. That is not good. And also rain heading down towards the LA area as well. You can see, let's bring it up for those that can't see too clearly. So again, you know, 3 to 5 inches in the yellow, 5 to 8 in this light orange, the darker reds, 8 to 12, all the way up into Portland, Seattle. This is still an ongoing event. You know, San Francisco has experienced the wettest 10-day period since 1871. Ooh, let's not see anything that goes before 1861. That wouldn't be good. No, because 1861, 1862, that was the big one. That was the big one that buried the old town Sacramento. And yet again, we really don't see any relief. The wettest 10-day period for downtown San Francisco since 1871. Downtown San Fran received 10.33 inches December 26th through January 4th. The all-time record was 1862. 10-day record was 14.37. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. I know, a lot going on. And when we look at these things and we think of consciousness and we understand that humanity has really been like thrown up into the air like a bag of chips, and we are all not stable. We're getting thrown so many different curveballs. There's so many things we need to adhere to. There's so much going on that we think that it's not in our control. But if we can stabilize ourselves, we can pull these energies in and make them so that they are not as bad. One of the things that the controllers like to do is they like to make us feel helpless. that we can't do anything about that's going on around us, but we can. It's all inside of us. We are just a littler piece of that, which is so much bigger.
Absolutely. So, you know, again, we talk about making preparations and being as prepared as you can. And then at some point, you got to kind of like weather the storm where you are. It depends, again, where you are and where you find yourself on the globe. And in certain areas, you're into that weathering it where you are. And in some areas, it may be that you just got to go when you can. And, you know, we look at things that might make you take a step backwards. Sinking land forces hundreds to leave this Indian temple town. Sinking land is something that sounds really ominous. And this location is actually sinking. But, you know, we have the same sort of thing going on in Iran, too, in the areas north of Tehran. And it's simply because, you know, there's so many people living in that area that the way we do things in this world, they've pumped so much of the water dry that it's causing massive sinkholes. And again, too, what we have going on in our own U.S. with the fracking is also, it's just a ticking time bomb. And that's one of the big things when I look at different spots and, you know, say, well, this would be a good spot, and then get on Google Earth and zoom in, and it's like, oh, there's fracking wells. Oh, boy, fracking well, fracking, fracking, fracking. You know, again, or you might look and say, oh, nuclear power plant. Uh-oh, here's, you know, there's always something. And again, it's kind of like pick the poison that you want to face. Increased solar activity, more X-class solar flares possible. And recognize, too, that the active region that emitted the last one is starting to turn and face us now. So, again, we do know there is a correlation between these solar flares and, yes, our consciousness, absolutely. Also, our awakening, those are good things. But also earthquakes and volcanic activity, as well as they can actually also affect the storms, too. So this is something to be very, very aware of. Yeah, a total of 7 M-class solar flares erupted on the sun since that X-class 1.2 on the 6th. Most of them from the newly numbered AR-3184 that rotated onto the southeast limb on January 8th and produced a total of 4 flares during the day. An M1.2, 2 M1.4, and an M1.0, followed by an M1.1 on January 9th. And so now region 3181, now moving away from the center of the solar disk, produced an M2.1 flare as well. None of these were Earth directed, but again, it's the coming days where this might end up changing. New Zealand, by the way, is bracing for severe weather as Cyclone Hale approaches the country over there as well. You know, first named storm of the 2022-2023 South Pacific cyclone season, so let us put our prayers out that it will not be a negative impact. And is this not the Arnold Schwarzenegger of mountain goats? Look at the size of this thing. Now, maybe I'm dating myself because Arnold's no longer looking so, you know, Terminator-ish. But look at the size of that mountain goat.
I know. He's just kind of like owning that whole mountain. You notice he's not afraid of anything. He's just, well, it's his.
Yeah, it almost feels like he's saying, where did I see that cougar? I want to go pick on somebody. Yeah. Yeah, that is impressive. And that is adorable. Look at that little guy. Oh, my God. You know, he says he knows some of you guys. You get it? He knows some of you guys. He knows some of you guys.
Well, you know, the nose knows.
The nose knows. And he says, I smell something fishy with this weather.
Indeed.
He says, atmospheric river, my pines.
Isn't he so adorable? Aw.
As always, guys, please do subscribe if you want to keep getting our notifications. Hopefully you will get some notifications. And we do want to thank you for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Check out Medicinal Foods. Link on every video. And use coupon code EEA. It gets you a 10% discount. Stay prepared. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.